In the studio with me for this segment, I have Patty Romo, Director of Transportation for Riverside County, and Kim Saruwattari, Director of Public Health for Riverside County. Thank you both for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen, for having us.
We're going to be talking about the Drive to Survive Traffic Safety Campaign. First of all, Patty, can you tell us about the campaign and how it came to be?
Of course. Thank you, Stephen. The top priority for the Transportation Department at Riverside County has always been traffic safety. We work to support that idea through engineering and enforcement that collaborates law enforcement. The other branch of our work is education, which the Drive to Survive campaign is part of. Earlier this year, the county noticed a spike of traffic accidents, both fatal and those with serious injuries, along certain heavily traveled roads. The accidents were caused by a variety of factors, like driving under the influence, unsafe driving, and distracted driving. So we decided to launch an educational campaign to target those areas where we see a connection of accidents, like along Gilman Springs Road, between San Jacinto and Moreno Valley, the Ramona Expressway between San Jacinto and Paris, Cahalco Road between Paris and Corona, and other highly traveled corridors and other areas. We wanted to send the message during the holiday period and remind drivers to be extra careful and make it home.
Okay, either one of you may want to answer this question, but why is traffic safety become such an important issue as of late?
Like has been said, there are a variety of causes for these accidents. Driving while impaired, whether it be alcohol, marijuana, prescription drugs, not paying attention because drivers are texting, or just impatience and drivers making unsafe maneuvers just to save a few minutes. Plus, there are a lot more cars on the roads. We've seen a 25% increase in traffic volume in just the last 3 years. The idea is to get people to take a moment and think before they get behind the wheel.
Now, how will you be spreading the message and how are you going to get the word out and who is your target audience?
We've purchased space on several billboards and installed signs in the roadway throughout the county with a simple message to remind drivers to take a moment and be aware of their surroundings. Keep their eyes on the road and off their cell phones. In fact, some of the images that we're going to have out there are dramatic, but they're aimed to get people's attention. We'll also be running public service ads on local radio with the same simple message, make it home. Also, we're creating a webpage that will be part of the website for the Transportation Department, and it'll be accessible through Twitter and Facebook at Rivco Trans. Our target audience is anyone who drives in Riverside County. We want to urge people not to drink and drive, not to smoke marijuana and get behind the wheel, and we want to raise awareness that accidents are being caused by simple things, distracted and aggressive driving, speeding, and unsafe maneuvers, simply to save a few minutes.
So the Drive to Survive Traffic Safety Campaign, you hope to make motorists more aware of their actions on the road, but how will you know if it actually has any impact on the drivers and if it is working?
Well, Stephen, the hope is that we're going to see a drop in the number of accidents along the roadways that we target. If we see that we're having success in the campaign, then maybe we can expand it out beyond the holiday season and maybe even into 2019. It's really hard for us to measure a negative because we can't tell how many accidents we prevent because somebody maybe saw one of our billboards or heard our message. But we're hoping that we can see a decrease overall in the number of accidents and take it from there.
Now, what about funding for this program? Did you receive funding for it?
So the Department of Public Health has partnered with the Department of Transportation. And so Transportation has graciously offered up funding to support this campaign because it truly is a collaborative effort between public health and transportation.
So, Kim, you are the Director of Public Health for Riverside County. What kind of impact does unsafe driving and traffic accidents have on public health?
So obviously, the most visible impact occurs to those that are hurt or killed in a driving accident. But really, the impacts go far beyond that. What about the impact on the surviving families, right? There are social, financial, emotional impacts. Those that are hurt in an accident may spend a lot of time in a hospital. They may go to rehab. And when they come home, the families have to help care for them as they're recuperating. So ultimately, there's a lot of stress that's placed on the extended family, and all of that stress can lead to other physical and emotional ailments, even on those who aren't really impacted directly by the crash. So all of these things impact the individual, but they also impact the overall health of the community.
How important is this collaboration between the different public agencies? I know sometimes there can be less communication between public agencies. Why is this so important, and how well are you working with your other public agencies?
I think the collaboration is really critical. In order for us to have an effect, we truly do need to all work together. This is an issue that concerns law enforcement, transportation, public health, the medical community, others. So we work really closely with our law enforcement partners. It might be with the California Highway Patrol, the Sheriff's Department, or individual city law enforcement agencies. And so when we work together and share information, we can see trends and what's going on in the community. And then we can target our interventions. We can put our billboards up where they're going to have the most impact. And we can also provide the authorities with where we're seeing accidents and the impacts of those accidents. So by working together, we can really help maximize the impact of the campaign.
Now, is there a website where people can get more information about all of this in this program?
Absolutely. The transportation webpage information will be there at rctlma.org. Also, you can follow us at Rivco Trans on Twitter and Facebook.
Okay, is there anything else that you'd like to add specifically about this program that you think the public should know?
So, Stephen, I think the most important thing is that we want people to be safe and we want them to get home for the holidays. Things can happen really quickly in the blink of an eye, and it can change your life forever. So we want people to take a moment, think about what they're doing, count to 10, calm yourself down. Don't try that unsafe maneuver. Slow down when you're driving on a windy road. Call a taxi or a Lyft if you've had a few drinks. And if you're a parent, remember that our children emulate what we do. So don't text and drive. Be safe in everything that you do. It only takes a moment, but it can save a life. Drive to survive.
Okay, some really good information there. Patty Romo, Director of Transportation for Riverside County, and Kim Saruwatari, Director of Public Health for Riverside County, talking about the Drive to Survive traffic safety campaign. Thank you once again, ladies, for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen.